Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light, illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment we bring you each week: the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to do what? Work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any installment of our show from week to week and you want to enjoy a replay, archives of broadcasts and the richness of what has been shared are always available online, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had a rich and empowering dialogue in our Shape Up series on the subject of life management, and the question raised was, how are you managing your life? Here on Motivational Mondays, we have had the privilege and the honor of having many all-star guests share with us on our broadcast, and today is absolutely no exception. On today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays, we have a dynamic in-studio guest I'm real excited about. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him in just a moment, but I want you to know today's subject is health is wealth. I know that has to pull on your strings. It's provoking. And I want you to know that we're going to basically have a foundational dialogue for about 30 minutes into today's broadcast, giving you a quick overview. And then we're opening up the line so that you can ask a question and interact and engage with us. And we love your participation. So if a question comes up, feel free to jot that down. Have your iPads, your tablets, your laptops, desktops, whatever you need, notepad if you're old school with a pen, to take those notes down. But before we charge into today's discussion, I want to encourage you to really take a quick moment, and just a quick moment. We don't want to pull you away too long, but take a moment to write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text message, Instagram, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. And know that we greatly appreciate your support in expanding our outreach. Well, without further ado, I'm excited to bring in today's powerhouse in studio guest. Kevin Super is without question a master in various areas. I'm going to have Kevin to share a little bit about that. Tonight we're talking about health is wealth, but one of his areas of expertise as well is leadership, dealing with next up, and that connects with health as well. Join me, our global motivational audience, virtually by inviting and welcoming in Mr. Kevin Super.
How are you, Coach
Hello,
Adams?
Hello, welcome. Hi, how
excited
are you,
to be here.
Well, we are truly excited to have you, and I would love for you to share with our global listening audience, who is Mr. Kevin Super?
Appreciate you, first off, just giving me an opportunity to speak to some people, and prayerfully, you know, the conversation tonight gives them something to walk away with. Originally from Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut, born and raised, went to the University of Virginia, degree in civil engineering, which of course led to a couple of things, working in that field for about 10 years and leaving it. because it was, while it was a lot of fun, a lot educational, learned a lot, ultimately, I'm a super creative person. And so when I left that field, I went into the world of entertainment and just dug in as an entrepreneur. I always knew as a child, I always saw ahead and just saw myself running multiple businesses. And so while I learned a lot and I'm grateful for all the corporate experiences, there's some rigidity there that didn't allow me to grow the way I wanted to grow in the way and to be placed where I knew God had placed me. So started several entertainment companies, a lot of them mainly focused in marketing and promotions, whether it was new product rollouts and things of that nature, which led me to more and more marketing opportunities for different companies and different products. That's what brought me to the world of health and wellness. And understanding that a couple of things, if you're, whether it's your own company, whether it's operating inside someone else's company, whether it's you running a gym, whether it's you being the master of yourself, everything rises and falls on leadership. And your leadership is very tightly connected to your health. So if you can't work at optimum levels, then you certainly can't earn, and it's hard to be that provision in order to provide. That's a longer conversation that might open a couple more questions, but it's challenging if your health is not on point because it just affects other areas of your life. So that's Kevin Super. That's what that's the Cliff Notes version that brought me from Goldie Super's baby boy in New Haven, Connecticut, to the entrepreneur in Los Angeles, California.
And I appreciate that. And, you know, one of the things that I love is that, and I want our global listening audience to know, is that Kevin believes your health is your wealth. We've established that. What you put in your body, what you put in, and all of that matters. It really makes a difference. So the key is to choose wisely. And I have to ask you, where did this passion for health and wellness come from? What stimulated it? I just heard the journey of, you know, where you have been and where you are to date, but where has this passion for health and wellness come from?
You know, it's interesting and great question. So clearly and obviously, you know, and now your audience knows that I coach as well. And about 10 years ago, I got an opportunity to market a service, And this particular service was the digital downloading of music. So it was the forefront when MP3s first started hitting the market, when the music industry was transitioning from CDs to digital downloads. And I got an opportunity to participate in a company. And that led me to knowing that while I liked that particular industry of marketing, I wanted to participate in other areas and said, well, hey, let me try marketing some products. And those products just happened to be products in the area of health and wellness. One of the number one things that I know that I believe that any coach can do is to be consistent, meaning that you should not expect what you yourself will not do, and you try to model the behavior that you expect that people that you know that empowers people. And so it was a challenge for me to talk about and to try and inspire people to be healthier and healthier and healthier with the particular product line that we were promoting and marketing, knowing that I wasn't doing all that I could do in my own world of health and wellness. And in I'll right there, I want to make sure that people understand fitness has levels, but health, you know, health sort of doesn't have levels. Either you're in good health and trying to be there or you're not. You know, not everybody needs to be a fitness model. And there's all sorts of body shapes and types, et cetera. Not everybody needs to run a marathon. Not everybody needs to be able to pole vault 19 feet. We all should be able to do the best in the world of health and wellness and making sure that we understand that our health is our wealth. Bad health affects so many areas of our life, and you just can't be all that you're called to be if your health is not where your health should be.
And I love that you brought this key point out that your health affects all areas of your life. Help the audience to really see what is Kevin saying when you say that, so they can really get a picture image of how is my health affecting. I'm thinking it's just affecting my body physically, but what does Kevin mean by that?
Oh, so great, great question. So, you know, when I coach and when I'm mentoring, there's four areas that I coach in. I coach in personal, your personal relationships and your interpersonal relationships. I coach business, so executives, et cetera. I coach in that business world. I coach health, and I coach spiritual. So all four of those things are interconnected, and any one of those things then throws the other things off balance. So example, you know, maybe a person is starting a business or they have dreams of starting a business, and so they need a coach in business. They you know, I need a marketing plan, Kevin. I need somebody to walk me through goals. I need somebody to walk me through finance. I need all of that. But they're in terrible health, and they can't focus. They are tired. You know, maybe they're not prayerful, because I'm a firm believer that your vision, your goals, your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations should be prayer driven. They step into the vehicle of prayer and faith, and that's how they ride throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your month, and throughout your life. And so all of these things are connected, and your leadership is connected to that. You know, so companies, people, organizations, families, cities, states, the world rises and falls on leadership. Leadership rises and falls on your health. Your health is your wealth. There is no wealth without your health. So health is that thing that if you don't have that, then it affects every other area of your life.
Ooh, and I love it. And you know what? You're really hitting the nail on the head, because, as you know, being a coach, fellow coaches together, I often have individuals that connect with me in my coaching practice, and they say, I want to focus in on business. I want to focus on my business. That is the area that I need coaching in. And then as we start the partnership, obviously we know as coaches that they come with one point of view, and it always leads into others because they all do truly connect. If someone is struggling in any of the areas that you mentioned, Kevin, what would you say, or what wisdom really would you give them to start the journey or to get on the right path of navigating away from those negative bad habits, because they're really bad habits, to get on this journey of health being their wealth?
I would say step one is start where you are and realize that you don't need to – it doesn't matter what the goal is. You don't need to be at the point of the goal tomorrow. So, example, I'm training for a 10K right now. And, you know, I just kind of woke up beginning of the year and said, yeah, I want to run a 5K, 10K, 15K, maybe a half marathon. We'll see how the year goes. And as I kind of looked at where I was and talked to a couple of my fitness coaches, because, by the way, I believe a good coach has coaches. That's another conversation for another time, but I certainly believe that a coach can't know it all, and that a coach, if they're really trying to be the best for the people they're coaching, they should be coached. So I spoke with a couple of my
health. And I agree with you on that one. Woo, I definitely agree with you on that one. So I just wanted to say I echo that, and I am in agreement.
There it is. So I was speaking with one of my fitness coaches, and they've been watching my workouts and said, you know what, skip the 5K. Just go ahead to the 10K. You're ready. Just, I mean, you got to train, but you're ready. So with that, I was getting ready for a 10K, and I kind of looked backwards to where I was last year. Well, about a year ago, I had injured my back, and so I was out for the count. I could barely walk, never mind run. And, you know, the 10K is the 25th of this month, and I'm in great shape, and I'm making great strides, and I know it's going to be a great race. And I say that to anybody listening because it's a process, and it doesn't matter what your goal is. You just simply have to start. I've got these training apps on my phone, and the title of one of them, it says Baby Steps to a 10K. Well, there's baby steps to your health and wellness. You know, I looked at, and it's good to record data. It's good to keep a journal, or it's good to use electronics, but it's good to keep track of things so that as you progress, or when, and even better, when you have those challenges, you can look and say, you know what? Yeah, today was a challenging day, or this week was a challenging week, or this month was a challenging month, or this summer, this season is a challenging season. But by the way, here's where I was, and I have made progress. And so, you know, a year ago, or let's go back 2 years. 2 years ago, I was walking and walking, but at a very slow pace. Well, a year ago, I was walking at a faster pace, and then I got injured. Now I wasn't walking at all. Well, now a year later, I'm running almost 3 full minutes a mile faster than I was a year ago, and all is well. So for anybody who's listening, for anybody who's saying, you know, I want to get in shape, I don't have time, you do have time. You certainly can multitask. You can make phone calls while you walk. And it really is as simple as taking a walk. 30 minutes, 3 times a week. Will change your life. 30 minutes.
And you know, that is
3 times a week.
Yes. That is so true. And you know, what's interesting about what you're sharing is, one, individuals would say, I don't have time. My life is too full. It's too busy. But we don't realize how, when we're not walking in health, how that can affect us. Of course, being a believer, and I know, of course, you are a fellow believer, but never want to assume everyone listening in is a believer. But that's my roadmap, not trying to press my beliefs on anyone else. But my roadmap, which is the Word of God, tells me that we give a foothold to the enemy. We don't want to give a foothold to the enemy. And how we can give a foothold to the enemy is that we don't take care of our health. We don't do what we can do to care for our temple. Would you agree with that, Kevin?
Not only would I agree with that, but it's interesting because you and I have not even spoken about this, but the beginning of this year, there were 15 affirmations that I was going through with some folks. I'm writing a devotional. Actually, it's written now. It's being edited. And part of the next devotional that I'm writing starts with I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. And during the health portion of the writing, God just downloaded some information on me. And there, it ended up being 3 weeks, 3 weeks of writing that was dedicated to health and wellness and fitness, specifically fitness, from the Word of God, where it goes through strength training, it goes through endurance, and it goes through nutrition. So, and what I ended up using was the acronym SEE, S for strength, E for eating, and E for endurance. And so when you look at the word of God, and again, just like you, not trying to push my beliefs on anybody, but just some clear guidelines on how to handle fitness in our lives that God showed me in the word. And it's like, wow, this is so clear. Fitness is related to, you know, so, and let me back up. So I say, start where you are. So start where you are. As you progress, because you will progress, then go deeper, because we should always be striving to do better, and we should always be pressing on towards the mark. And when we reach a goal, we should always be setting new goals. So let me say that. So I don't want to scare anybody off by saying, you know, it's this high level, super challenging thing. Start where you are. If all you can do is what, and I've done this. And in fact, I want to make sure this is clear. Not in my recent situation to say, hey, let me get back in shape. But when I was young, late 20s, I was in such terrible shape, dude, was walk around my couch. So guess what I did? I walked around my couch. So I want to make sure that that's emphatically clear. You do whatever you can to start and do something today that's slightly more than you did yesterday, and then tomorrow try and do slightly more than you did today. So it's progression. But having said that, as we progress, there are levels. And one of the levels is to increase, or I should say to add to it, strength training. And another level is to add to it and pay careful attention to what you're eating. And then ultimately it's endurance. So endurance being running, walking. Eating is nutrition. And strength is anything that, whether it's calisthenics, whether it's push-ups, whether it's core work that you can do, whether it's weights and anything you can do in the gym and resistance training and plyotechnics. And I know some of the stuff people are familiar with and some of the stuff people are not familiar with, but just want to make sure that it's about the strength of our body. It's about our body's endurance. And by the way, it's about what we put in us, because what you put in you and what you put on you matters.
And, you know, Kevin, when you say what you put on you, what do you mean by that?
So it's a couple things. And if I talk about what you put in you, then you can see the natural connection. So when I say what you put in you, most people think about what you eat or drink, and that's absolutely it. But you know, again, getting back to, we talked about the word of God, well, digesting scripture is something else that you can put in you. When I talk about what you put on you, it's as much from lotions and potions and understanding that some things that we put on our body and on our skin being the largest organ that we have, guess what? There are products out there that we use, whether it's to make our skin moist and supple, or whether it's to lighten our skin or darken our skin or whatever, that has carcinogens in it. So, but even more than that, you can be around the wrong people and take in bad energy and wear that bad energy, take in bad spirits and wear those bad spirits. So it goes that deep. You know, there's who said it? I want to say it was Jim Rohn, but it might not have been Jim Rohn. But your progress can be measured in 5 years based on a couple of things. Who you surround yourself with, and what you're reading. And so those people you surround yourself with, whatever they have on them, that's what's going to be on you. So if they're wearing success, you're wearing success. And if they're wearing anger, then you'll be wearing anger. And if they're wearing depression, then you will be wearing depression. It's inevitable. You want to be great basketball players hang around great basketball players. Great business people hang around great business people. And I had a conversation today. One of my fraternity brothers was in town. And whenever he's in town, we make sure we get together. And we were talking about something, and I said something. And he's younger than I am. He's about 12 years younger than I am. And I said something, and it was matter of fact to me. And I saw his eyes pop open. I can tell it wasn't matter of fact for him. And he said, I need you to repeat that because I'm going to do a training on that. And so we get together because we developed a friendship, but we also get together because there are things that I have simply been through whether it's in business because I've been in business longer, whether it's in life because I'm simply older than him, that he has not been through, and he's careful with who he puts around himself. So that's what I mean by what you put on you. Who's around you, number one? What are you going to put on your body? What do you physically put on your body? Number two, what spiritually do you wear? And number three, what energy do you put on yourself based on the people that are in your world?
And, you know, I love that, Kevin, because I'm sure that many have heard the term, birds of a feather do what? Flock together. And so when you're talking about who you're around, and I often use the illustration from the movie Meet the Fockers, the Robert De Niro, you know, character talks about the circle of trust. And that, of course, that is important because truly who we are all words. We're made up of words. And so being negative words or positive words or indifferent words, we are all made up of every word that was spoken, and that is a direct result of those individuals that we allow to speak in our lives, negative or positively. And so being cautious of, as we grow in a greater awareness, being cautious of, now that I'm at this place of greater awareness, and that's really what today's show is about, growing in a greater awareness of understanding that health is wealth. There is no separation. That if you don't care for your body, if you don't care for your temple, that you have put yourself in a position to be vulnerable. And I love what Kevin said. Start right where you are. You know, I often use the term, and you may have heard, many have probably heard this, and the question raised is, how do you eat an elephant? Eat that elephant one bite at a time. But if we look at it and say, oh my gosh, this big elephant, it can be overwhelming. But if you start where you are, as Kevin said, knowing that it's a process, he indicated being reflective of self. I, at one point, could only walk around my couch, and that was enough to get him started. So start somewhere. We do not have to live with the circumstances that we've been presented with. And many of us are in situation struggling with health issues because of how we have cared for our bodies or have not cared for our bodies. We have to take ownership, but know that we can make a shift. Kevin, I love all of what you're sharing with us on today. Here, of course, on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, what other steps of wisdom would you give to someone who may be sitting there struggling and saying, he's making it sound easy, she's making it sound easy, it's not that easy, they don't know my situation, they don't know my stuff. It doesn't apply to me what they're saying because they don't get where I am. Do you have any additional insight or wisdom that you would share to encourage one that may be listening in and is really struggling with this process? I hear what he's saying, get started, but wow, it seems so overwhelming. Any other bits of wisdom?
Yeah, you know, I would say, and I'm thinking of several things, and I really want to drill down on your health is your wealth. You know, I think of, and there's too many to name, but I'll start with, and I just blanked out, God forgive me, Apple CEO that passed away.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Yep.
Worth $60 billion. How much would he have given away to have kicked cancer's butt? How much? And
he would
while
have given
none
it
of
all
us,
away.
He would have given it all away. He would have given it all away. And while none of us will live forever, the question becomes, how will we live while we are living? And, you know, what I'm talking about and the things I'm saying, while it flows off the top of my tongue just because of the top of my head, and it flows out of my mouth like water because it's just it's part of me and it's part of how I coach and it's part of my daily thought process. But there are studies to back up every single thing I'm saying. When you are around people that speak negatively, it affects the alkalinity of your blood, and it turns your blood acidic. When your blood is less alkaline and more acidic, then that leads to inflammation. Inflammation leads to every disease that you can have. Let me repeat that and make that emphatically clear. Inflammation leads to every disease you can have, whether it's kidney issues, heart issues, skin issues, prostate issues, cancer, etc. It can all be traced back to issues with improper circulation and inflammation. So when people are around you and they're speaking negatively and it's causing stress in your life, you have two options. Remove these people or prepare yourself for a tough journey with your physical fitness, with your health. It may be something that manifests immediately. It may be something that manifests over the course of time. But we must control what we can control, knowing that there are things that we cannot control. So what I would say is become the captain and the master of your environment. You don't have to be around negative people. You simply don't have to do that. You simply have to trust yourself. You simply have to remain prayerful. There are too many studies that show that people that pray, and by the way, while I'm a believer in Christ, there are studies that show that people that meditate are in better health because it changes the alkalinity of their blood. So we must understand that we must control what we can control. And we must do what we can. And yes, I'm making it sound easy, but I'm trusting that if you're on this call and you're listening right now, you simply need somebody to tell you, you can. You can. You can walk around your couch. You can walk to the refrigerator. You can walk around your house. You can walk around the block. You can walk around the neighborhood. And you can do that, and you can start tonight, you can start tomorrow morning. But start wherever you are, simply start. Your life depends on it. One of the main drivers that was for me was looking at the fact that I'm a father of four, and my life is not my own. You know, there are people that look to me for encouragement. There are people that look to me for direction. There are people that look to me for motivation. There are people that look to me for information. I don't have the luxury of not doing things because I don't feel like it. I must do the best that I can do to work at optimal levels because I've been entrusted. And you may think to yourself, I haven't been entrusted, but you have. You have been entrusted. There are gifts buried inside of you that are simply waiting for you to take a walk to be exposed. So I would just pause right there and say, start. My wisdom is for you to get started.
And I love that, Kevin. And I'm such an advocate with you on that, to just get started. You know, as I said, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Bottom line, saying what? Just get started. Take a piece and get started. What would you say to the individual? And we are going to open our lines in just a moment. So I want you to know we want to give you an opportunity, our listening audience, to interact, ask a question, make a comment. I'm going to ask this question of Kevin, and then we'll open the lines up for you, because I sense that individuals really want to pull on your wisdom. And I want to give them the opportunity to do so. What would you say to someone who may be sitting there thinking, okay, illness, I have this diagnosis that the doctors have given me. What's the use? I know he's saying just get started and your health is your wealth, but what's the use?
So for that person, I'll say this, and that's a great question. One of my closest friends and business partners, his father was diagnosed with cancer and given 13 months to live, okay? And he had two options at that point, begin living or start dying. He chose to begin living. And what do I mean by that? He immediately said, okay, what can we do to beat this? So he started smashing alkaline water. He discovered that, hey, my body needs to be alkaline. So he did everything he could do to make his body alkaline. He started juicing. He started eating better. He started taking walks. And guess what? His health got better. Now, here's the deal. He did have a terminal illness, and he did die. But I'll say this. time that he lived, I believe in the midst of his terminal illness, he still lived as healthy as he possibly could, so that not only did he have, I'm sorry, I just had to pause for a second because I was just, I'm just thinking about him because it's just past the 1 year anniversary of his death. But he had a 50th anniversary. He did a rededication to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So they had another ceremony. And I know people watch this like, okay, but this guy's dying. But the whole time he was living.
Mm-hmm.
He was living. So even with a terminal illness, we have a choice to decide how we live and how much power we take into death and leave behind for other people to do better, because it's not about us. It's about everybody around here. We're on borrowed time, and we are lent people to inspire, to motivate, to teach, to coach. There are people that we have been given stewardship over for a moment, for a week, a day, a season. You know, and it's just not about us. It's about why we're here. Some people are inspired by 1 hour with you. Even if you have a terminal illness, what is that 1 hour with you? What does that look like for a person who's with you? It may be as simple as you saying, you know what, I'm dying. I'm dying right now, but you have the opportunity to do better. I didn't make the decision I could have made, or maybe I could have made different seasons, or maybe something crazy just happened to me, but I want to give you this information so you can give it to somebody else. You can choose life and start living even in the midst of a terminal illness. Choose life.
And, you know, of course, being fellow believers, we know that the circumstances of a diagnosis, when you are a believer, God has the ability to trump those facts. And I say that because such a diagnosis doesn't always mean that one will transition. In the future, in August, and I know this is quite a ways off, we're having an amazing in-studio guest joining us who's going to teach us and talk about how to activate a miracle. And really and truly, she is one that was diagnosed with terminal cancer. It was spreading through her bones. They gave her X amount of days of life, and she, through the power of God, was able to battle this. But she's going to share with us exactly how she did that. So I make that connection because one has gotten that diagnosis. And I love, Kevin, that you said, start living. Make the decision, because it's really the mindset of, now will I have quality of life? Will I submit to this diagnosis? You know, I mean, quantity or quality of life? Which will I choose? Based on this diagnosis, will I live out the next years that I have, or days, or whatever it is, the best that I can and enjoy them, or will I just crawl up, you know, in a little ball and wither away?
That is the whole deal. How will I live?
Yes, how will I live? Mm-hmm. Well, I want us to take this time. We want to hear from you, our global listening audience. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion, share in the dialogue with us. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The dial-in number, because you may be listening in on an electronic device, on your computer, on your iPad, your tablet, you would need to dial in, and that dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 again to add yourself to the host queue, and we're looking forward to interacting with you. And know that it's a safe space. Don't be shy. We do have a caller, so we're going to transition our caller. Area code 310. last four digits 9917. Welcome to Motivational Monday.
Hi, Shanita, Coach Adams. This is Yumiko. And,
hello, Yumiko.
Wow, hello, my darling. This is such an amazing topic. I can give so many samples of what he's referring to, not personally, but through friends and also from my own personal life. I have a coworker, an ex-coworker, who went in surgery for a hysterectomy and came out a year and a half later. They had botched up her surgery. She couldn't walk for almost a year. She almost died on the table three times and didn't even know it. She just found that out after she came home. She's been fighting this uphill battle, and it's just what he said. She has taken it one day at a time. From last year to this year, she has made amazing strides. She couldn't even walk. She was having to relearn how to walk, walking on a walker. She is now able to drive again. She goes to church again. She's still battling with her energy level quite extensively, and the doctors cannot figure out what's going on with her body and with her energy level. But she every day pushes and she strives to live a normal life. So when I look at someone like that and I look at us who are healthy and who are not doing what we need to do to take care of the temple of God, because this is God's temple, and that's what I think a lot of us forget. Even myself, I've gained more weight than I've had in years. I used to be very toned. I've become a little bit more flubbier just because of job transitions, just because of life transitions. And I, too, have started just walking at lunchtime. And as he said, just 15, 20 minutes. My brother is an avid workout. And he told me, he said, walk 15 minutes a day. If you can't do anything else, do that. And I have coworkers that are on Weight Watchers. They walk the hallways on their breaks at lunchtime. I have one coworker who reads her book and walks up and down the hall for 30 minutes every single day. She doesn't miss a day. And she'll eat her lunch, a light lunch, a salad, or what have you. And then she walks for 30 minutes up and down the hallways in the office building. So just like you said, it doesn't take much. You just have to figure out what works for you. It's not like we have to get out there and run marathons or anything like that. But there's a lot of different things we can do. And like me, my thing is chips. I love chips, and I have to let go of the chips because I do swell, and it's because of the salt intake, and I know this. And so there's a lot of adjustments we have to make. God gives us in his word herbs of the land that we can manage, nourish off of, and we have to use common sense and wisdom. He gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So God bless you guys for this topic, for the information. It's just been phenomenal and truly, truly something to just munch off of and to digest and to marinate. So God bless you both, and thank you for having him. I'm truly enjoying his wisdom, his knowledge, and just his encouragement. It's very helpful for all of us.
Wonderful. Thank you, Yumiko. We appreciate you tuning in. If you can press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Again, our lines are open. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Now is the time. Kevin, I wanted to ask you, what would you say has been your greatest life lesson to date?
Before I get to that, that lady who just spoke, I have a gift for her friend. So it's just something I think will help her with her energy, and it just, when she said it, it just struck me. So I have a gift for her friend, and so I don't know how to get it to her. Maybe you can email me, or, you know, Coach, you tell me how to make the connection, but I want to make sure I get this gift to her friend.
Wonderful. I want to say to Yumiko, I will get Kevin in touch with you if that's okay, and then we'll go ahead and move forward from there. So, Yumiko, you can email or text or whatever you need to do to respond to that. And that's how generous that is of you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So repeat the question to make sure I answer the right question.
I love it. I was just asking you, what would you say is your greatest life lesson to date?
You know, it's interesting. I would say it's don't quit. There are so many things, you know. Let's just start with my favorite topic, because I'm the unlikely one. So, you know, when people talk to me and they have a perspective on me, it quite honestly, sometimes it makes me laugh because I'm that unlikely guy. I never was the one that stood out. I never was the one that I'll tell you because it's the truth. My sisters are both smarter than me. Now, I worked harder, but they're both smarter than me at the same age. There's this thing in me that I don't have the ability to quit. And that's learned from watching my father just not ever give up on anything. My father worked to retirement, but my father also had a business. My mother worked, and my mother also had a business. So these are things I learned over the years watching them, and I think I watched them persevere through things where I knew it was challenging, but only as I became an adult did I realize how tough the challenges really were. So I would say the greatest life lesson I learned is to make sure that I'm the last man standing. Patience is a virtue. It's cliche, but it's the truth. If you can simply wait something out, if you can make sure you get up one more time, you're going to get knocked. So let me settle that for anybody listening right now. You're going to get knocked down. Say this with me. Look in the mirror if you need to. You're going to get knocked down. The key is to get up and be patient for the recovery. People don't notice. It's amazing because we notice because we can be egocentric sometimes. But people don't notice failure as much as they notice a great comeback. You know, what made Muhammad Ali so great was he stepped down. He made a stand. He said, hey, I'm not going to that war and kill these people who look like me because you think you have an issue with them. But then he came, and his title got stripped from him. His title got stripped from him. But he came back. Mm-hmm. He came back and won the title back. That's what it was, the comeback that made him great.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the greatest athletes. You look at the Warriors right now playing tonight. It was so long. They won the championship last year, but it was so long before they had won a championship, and then they won last year. It's the comeback that people notice. People are talking about them right now because they were down three games, and they were like, they're done. But then they won three games in a row. It's the comeback.
Right.
And it's the only way to come back is to not quit.
Absolutely. You are so right. Oh, my gosh, Kevin, what great wisdom you are sharing. And I'm excited to share with you that we do have another caller, so we'll transition our next caller in. Area code 702, last four digits 5600. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Kevin.
Well, good evening, Coach Adams and Kevin Suber. This is Cheryl Campbell.
Hi, Ms. Kevin,
Cheryl. Hi, Coach Adams. And Kevin, it was nice listening to you. Very enlightening to me. And I had no clue that you had that shy problem. Where you felt that
you
did not stand out. Yeah, well, I still have that problem. Even though no one will ever know it, I still have that problem. But the problem that I have is that God gives me so many visions and dreams. But I quit. I'm a quitter. And, Kevin, from what you know of me, you don't know me as a quitter because I never show people that. I always come through, you know, but I quit on me. I stop my own dreams. Oh, you two got so quiet. My God, my God, my God.
Oh, no, we're processing, and I'm sure Kevin has some wisdom for you.
Yeah, so I felt the burden with every single word that just came out of your mouth. God gives vision for a reason, and he gave you specific visions for a reason, and it's interesting. I'm a networker, and one of the things I talk to people about, whether it's networking, whether it's discipling, There are people that you will disciple. There are people that you will mentor. There are people that you will meet that God has designated that you are the one that will do that thing for them. Now, combination of the enemy and ourselves that will make us quit on ourselves. Either it's fatigue because life is hitting us, and we sort of know where to go, but we're just tired. And that gets back to my your health is your wealth, because there's certain fatigue that you experience when you're not on point nutritionally. Because with weight management and with health, 80% of it is related to nutrition. There are foods, the wrong foods, too much sugar, the wrong foods can actually cause a depression, can cause a slowdown, can cause us to not be on point, can cause us to not be as accurate and not be as deliberate in what we do on a daily basis. And so there's a reason why, you know, you look at the Bible and some people think it's random. One of the first things God talks about in the Bible is what we can eat. It's for a reason. And that reason is because he wanted us to function optimally. He wants us to function at our highest level. When we quit on ourselves, and here's the hard pill. Here's the hard pill. And I'm not saying anything that I have not said to myself first. So I'm going to start there. It comes from selfishness. I'm not going to do this. It doesn't matter because it only affects me. No, it does not only affect you. I'm not going to do this because, you know what, I can do this other thing for somebody else. Okay, but God calls us to be the best that we can be. Too many scriptures to name. Too much to give credence to what I just said, other than to know that we must be the best. You know, I had a conversation with a gentleman who's going to help me market my first book, and he said he was talking to somebody who was investing in a project he was working on, and you've heard similar stories to what I'm about to say. And he said, you know, I appreciate you investing in this project, and you know, what information can I convey to people with respect to gaining wealth? What can I convey to people to make sure that if they do something, what can they do to help people who are poor? And he said the best thing they can do to help people that are poor is to not be one of them. Now, that can be poor financially. That can be poor spiritually. Mm-hmm. That can be poor health. Mm-hmm. That can be poor health. So when your health is rich, your life is rich. When your wealth is rich, you can serve more people. When you're financially not just stable, but when you're on a level of I love the way Pastor George Thompson, Pastor of Stewardship at Faithful Central Bible Church, says you're at a service level. You've got more than enough to meet your bills, more than enough to meet every financial obligation you have, and to put money away for rainy days. Now you're at a level of service. So when we quit on ourselves, part of that, and this is the bitter pill, and I've had to look in the mirror and say this to Kevin J. Suber. That's a little bit of selfishness you're showing. You don't want to do this because you don't want to do the hard work, because when you do the hard work, it's not really about you. You have to do the hard work. We cannot quit on ourselves. We have to see it through.
Okay.
I have to say, Kevin, I thank you for that rich wisdom, and I'm sure it's given Ms. Cheryl some things to process around. And I thank you for tuning in, Ms. Cheryl, and I hope that the information has been helpful for you today.
Oh, well, it has, and I appreciate you. I love you, Kevin. I love you. Hope Nico and the kids are just wonderful. Give them my love, and I will see you or talk to you next Monday.
How about
that? Sounds wonderful. Thank you, lady. We do still have our lines open, and we have another caller. We're going to prepare to transition our next caller in. Area code 323, last four digits, 5436. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Kevin Super.
Yes. Hi, Coach Adams. Mr. Super, Bruce Dennis, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm really enjoying the show, Coach Adams, first-time caller. What I'd like to say is I'd like to offer the audience a word of encouragement. I've had some medical issues lately that only by the power of God and prayer am I able to speak to you guys right now. And I want those out there to have faith, stand, and hold on. You know, just lean on that rock. Just a quick thing, you know, I've had a lot of back issues and back surgeries and stuff like that and, you know, MD. And I always said, well, at least it isn't cancer. Well, in October of last year, I went in for neck pain. Turns out I had multiple myeloma. I had vertebrae that were eaten away, neck vertebrae that were eaten away, and my spinal column was on the verge of collapsing. So I had to have emergency surgery. So 6 hours later, 6 weeks in the hospital, holding on, couldn't breathe, couldn't talk, couldn't, lost a lot of weight. Well, after radiation and rounds of therapy, chemotherapy, you know, I am here now saying that I'm better. My numbers are excellent. The power of prayer from a lot of warriors were just praying for me. FCBC in the house. And I want to say, just hold on, man or woman, child of God, or anyone. And I'm not trying to push anything on anybody, but choose life. As I heard you guys talk, because I had a choice. You know, a big part of any illness is you have to choose faith and life and not death. So I just wanted to just offer those words of encouragement that I am getting better. I'm on a walker now, but I'm just improving. I'm getting stronger. And just hang on and stand and trust. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that just hold on. And I just appreciate you, Coach Adams, and you, Mr. Super, for just offering these words, because words are powerful. And I think that you guys are just, you know, have an excellent service. And you guys just keep motivating folks and doing what you're doing. Thank you. And God bless you both.
Wow, and thank you so much, caller. Great words of encouragement, and I, of course, will allow you to respond as well, Kevin. I mean, just love it. So thank you so much. For the callers that have already interacted, if you would hit 1 on your keypad to remove yourself from the host queue, 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Kevin, I'm sure you want to respond to that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that young man right there, his testimony, he's very humble. His testimony is so much more. And by the way, what he has given us is a lot. But this is somebody who, in the midst of all of that, was still looking for ways to serve. In the midst of what he told you he went through, he was still looking for ways to serve. He did choose life. He did choose to inspire other people to do the best that he could do and not succumb to a situation. And so much of it is what he said is mindset. And the mindset is influenced by faith. And the faith is many times significantly influenced by nutrition, because nutrition can take us left or right. And so it all works together. But and his faith inspires me. So I could go on for days because I know him very well, but I'm going to pause right there and go to you so we can get to more callers. And I'm okay to stay for a while, so I just want to let you know that as well.
Oh, and I appreciate that, and I want our listening audience to know that in light of the generous offer, you can still chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will add you to the host queue. 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, it's so interesting as I was sitting here listening and the various callers and just processing around all of the information that was shared, I was really reminded of a number of years ago that I was having some respiratory challenges, and the enemy was trying to tell me that I was not strong enough to do what God called me to. And, you know, when I heard Ms. Cheryl speaking and there are various people speaking, the enemy will send those words because I believe that the warfare that someone goes through, the challenges that you face, the obstacles you have to overcome is a direct result of the assignment that you've been called to, the direct result of why you've been placed on the planet. And the forces of evil, the forces of darkness, don't want you to fulfill that assignment. And so it'll throw you all of this stuff. And I remember so clearly, literally standing in a hotel room in Australia with my mentors and literally having to scream out, I am strong enough to do what God has called me to. And sometimes you just have to take it by force and speak life to your life and make different decisions that will move you away from whatever may have gotten you into that situation. I begin to research, you know, why does one have respiratory challenges, you know, whatever the case may be, and started to shift away from some of those things. Not perfect, still in process, but like you said earlier, Kevin, start, and I love this, start where you are. Wherever that is, just start. I see that Mr. Bruce is still in the host queue. I just wanted to make sure. Mr. Bruce, did you have another comment? I wanted to give you that opportunity if that was the case.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry, Coach Adams. I thought I had one. So let me try it again.
Oh, no worries.
I'm done.
No worries. It's okay. Kevin?
Okay.
I'm good. I actually just sent a text message to my brother just to let him know that I appreciated his testimony and sharing that, because I know that's going to inspire and give life to somebody. Sometimes we just need to hear that we're not the only one that's going through.
And that is so true. And, you know, one may be saying, Kevin, and I know that you have great wisdom in this area, that, you know, how does this relate to me fulfilling my assignment? How does it relate?
I mean, it's everything related to the assignment. I mean, case in point, you know, I look at I'm thinking of one of my sisters again. You know, I just transitioned from one church to another, but I'm thinking of one of my sisters, and I don't want to give her name, but she's somebody who's laser focused on physical fitness, and she's one of many that I know of health professionals that touch people through health and wellness, but end up giving them extra stuff. You know, in Louisiana, they call that a lanyap. If you're call that a baker's dozen, but it's that extra piece of stuff that you get. You go and you purchase one thing. You go for a particular thing, but you get the extra stuff. It's being in position. You know, I've had times where I've been running in the morning, or jogging, or walking in the morning, and bumped into somebody, and we end up in a conversation that gives life, which has absolutely nothing to do with why I was out there, but it's part of the assignment. My assignment is to teach, and my assignment is to motivate, and my assignment is to inspire. And I know that I can teach, and motivate and inspire more people if my health is better. Whatever your assignment is, you do it better with good health. When your health is challenged, then obviously your wealth, the wealth and the breadth and the depth of knowledge, the wealth and the breadth and the depth of what you can convey and give to somebody else doesn't even come through with the forcefulness because you're focused. You may be focused on whether it's overtly or covertly on just trying to get through a moment or trying to get through the day. I mean, I remember those moments. I'm going to take you back. So I was in Bermuda on business, and I sat down with a gentleman who's a fitness guru, and one of the things he said was, you know, many people, and I was dealing with some back issues at the time. He said, many people deal with back issues, and that can get better simply by taking a walk. And I remember thinking, this guy's crazy. Walking is not going to help my back. Exercising is not going to help my back. But I have less issues with my back now walking and jogging. And again, it goes back to what I said about inflammation and circulation. So he didn't get deep with me and explain all of that to me. He just gave me the broad strokes I needed. And then God gave me the inclination to go ahead and try it and see if it would actually work. So it's one of those things where if my back, there had been times when my back was hurting so much, I couldn't even think straight. If you can't think straight because of your health, you certainly can't walk in the power, the authority, and the anointing of your calling and your life's mission. You're just trying to get through a moment or trying to get through the day.
And that is so key. And I think that that's a great place to put a cute little bow on this evening's broadcast, those closing thoughts of wisdom. We want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. Want you to know, our global listening audience, that we want to continue this dialogue, and we've established a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's a group. It's an open group. You can ask a question. You can continue to make comments. You can tell us subjects that you would like to hear more about. And I want to give Kevin an opportunity to share with you, our listening audience, his contact information, and we'll make sure that we get it posted as well in the forum for you. Kevin, how can individuals get in touch with you if they want to hear more, if they want coaching, if they want to talk about your product? How can they reach you?
So several things people can do. They certainly can, and we have some amazing products. I didn't even get into that, but there's some amazing products that I'm dealing with and promoting right now that are helping people with energy and, you know, weight loss. And, you know, I've lost 35 pounds. I didn't even get into all of that. But I just wanted to really kind of stay focused on keeping the main thing the main thing. But certainly you can Facebook. It's Kevin Suber, INC, Kevin Suber, INC. Instagram and Twitter, it's at Kev Sub. So it's at K-E-V as in Victor, S-U-B-E on Instagram and Twitter. Certainly can email at Subergroup, S-U-B as in boy, S-U-B-E-R-G-R-O-U-P at gmail.com. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, heck, you can even call and leave a message at area code 424-684-7823. That's S-U-B-E, Sub. So whatever medium mode that you want to get to me, it's all there. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter are typically the easiest. Those messages get to me fairly quickly. And that's it. And anything else, certainly if you missed me, you didn't have a chance to write it down, Coach Adams knows how to find me.
Absolutely. And I want you to know that you are, without question, Motivational Mondays family, so you're welcome anytime. I would love to see us do a quarterly series or something on the subject and just continue to empower the audience. I wanted to share with you a text message that I received that an individual states they really enjoyed the show. Kevin was very encouraging. I'm really going to make an effort to walk in the morning for my back. And just, you know, I love that you encourage just in what you shared, individuals, and the messages are coming in. We appreciate you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, and I want to stay connected with you. So if you are not already a part of my network, please visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. My website will connect you and link you with my social pathways, and I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And twice a year, as a part of that, I have a 4 hours of power workshop, Shape Up and Win with Coach Adams. And our next workshop is fast approaching, July 23rd. And I want you to know that you would be in for such a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You would receive tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Now is the time to register. You can register at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Additional event information can be found there as well, or you can simply call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Sponsorships are also available if you want to partner with us. On next week's broadcast, you definitely want to tune in. We will continue in our Shape Up series, and I love it if you would let us know some of those subjects that you would like to have discussed. We thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time, your engagement, your participation lightly or for granted, but we truly are grateful. I want you to know that this is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Again, thank you so much for tuning in.